Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Bodies recovered after Baltimore Bridge collapse. We have the story.
Power turned off again at Town West Square. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We have a large upper-level ridge of high pressure that's going to be sliding across the plains, and that means warmer weather for us today, even more so tomorrow. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
The bodies of two victims of the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge have been recovered so far, and investigators say there were plenty of hazardous materials on board the ship that crashed into the bridge.
The National Transportation Safety Board has started its probe into what caused the ship to plow into one of the supports holding up Baltimore's iconic Key Bridge. NTSB Chief Jennifer Homendy told a news conference one of their investigators reviewed the ship's cargo manifest, then checked out the ship itself and found
764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables.
She also said a sheen from the cargo has been spotted in the waters of the Patapsco River. Homendy says results of the NTSB's investigation won't be released for some time. For now, they're gathering materials that may be related to the disaster. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Four people have died, seven more injured, following a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, yesterday afternoon. Fox's Tia Ewing with the latest.
Three different areas turning into crime scenes. The first call for help was made at 1:14 Wednesday afternoon. Four people died, many of them from being stabbed. A 15-year-old girl, 22-year-old male, and a 49-year-old letter carrier with USPS on the job 25 years. His life came to a tragic end when he was run over and then stabbed. Five other residents were transported to the hospital and are being treated with serious injuries. All we know about the suspect is he's 22 years old and was taken into custody in the area of one of the crime scenes. A motive is still unclear.
And the fourth fatal stabbing victim was a 63-year-old woman.
Stores at Wichita's Town West Square were forced to close Wednesday after power was disconnected once again for unpaid electric bills. Evergy says Cohen Realty Investment Group has again fallen delinquent on the electricity bill for Town West, and Evergy disconnected service at the mall. The larger stores have separate accounts, and they remain in good standing with the power company and have not been disconnected. It's not known when the closed portion of the mall will be able to reopen.
The Kansas House of Representatives has passed a tax bill. It removes the lowest tax bracket of 3.1%, meaning that the lowest income earners would not pay state taxes. It would also eliminate income tax on Social Security payments and will remove the state sales tax on food in July. House Minority Leader Vic Miller, a Topeka Democrat, says past bills favored the wealthy.
The problem we've had in the bills they've sent to the governor is the flat tax was disproportionately targeted towards the wealthy. This bill, I think, evens that out, and it gives good relief to people of all classes.
And that bill now advances to the state Senate.
Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman has died. Fox's Chad Pergram has more on Capitol Hill.
Lieberman entered the Senate in 1989, defeating Republican Lowell Weicker. Lieberman ran as Al Gore's vice presidential candidate during the disputed election of 2000. Lieberman was Jewish and was just on Fox recently. He spoke out against the comments about Israel by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. But despite being Gore's running mate in 2000, he fell out of favor with Democrats. Lieberman lost the Democratic primary for the Senate to Ned Lamont in 2006, but he ran as an independent. Lieberman won re-election as an independent.
Lieberman's family says he died in New York from complications after a fall. He was 82 years old. And in traffic this morning, Chad Chambers. What's going on, Chad?
This is in West Wichita, westbound on Kellogg, and it's right there at Ridge Road or the Eisenhower Parkway. There, they've got a traffic accident. Looks like if you're heading westbound, you won't be able to exit there, at least for the time being. So you're going to want to avoid that. And that's out there on West Kellogg, westbound at Ridge Road.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Opening day for the Kansas City Royals up at Kauffman Stadium. We'll preview that coming up in sport.
Two people hospitalized following an explosion in Finney County. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Two people were hospitalized following an explosion in Finney County. It happened Wednesday morning south of Garden City. Officials say two people suffered significant burns. The fire was contained to an oil field tank battery.
The picnic area at a major attraction in south central Arizona is closed because of an horrendous smell.
Well, this stinks. The picnic area of the Casa Grande Ruins National Monument will be shut down through at least April 30th due to the density of an invasive and noxious winter weed called, appropriately enough, stink net. The weed has a turpentine-like odor and can cause serious breathing problems and severe skin rashes. Monument officials are asking visitors not to walk near or step on the flowering weed to avoid spreading it. They say they're working on a solution to get the picnic area reopened as soon as possible, but probably not until May. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A new Fox News poll looks at the economy with voters answering a longstanding political question.
44 years ago, Ronald Reagan, debating Jimmy Carter, asked,
"Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?"
This year, the answer for 52% of respondents is no. Only 22% say yes. 26% of voters say the economy is good. Not much more, 38%. Don't like how President Biden is handling it. Looking at the presidential race head-to-head, former President Trump has an edge over President Biden, 50-45%, with more than 7 months before Election Day. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A billion meals worth of food go uneaten every day, according to a new report on how much we waste.
Almost a fifth of the food the world produces gets thrown away, even though 783 million people face chronic hunger. This from the UN Environment Programme's Food Waste Report. It tells us each person throws out about 174 pounds of food each year. In richer countries, there is greater waste, but poorer households are almost as bad. It's thought inadequate refrigeration may be one of the reasons for that. Some countries have cut food waste in recent years, the UK by about 18%, Japan by nearly a third. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now we have a traffic accident. This is westbound on Kellogg, and it's right there at the Eisenhower Parkway or Ridge Road. And right now you actually can't get through there. They're not letting people exit. And so that's just something that you'll have to be aware of this morning. Again, that is eastbound on Kellogg, and it's right there at Ridge Road. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Super.
Super.
Just a little chilly, you know, again this morning. I feel like our teeth aren't chattering as loud as they were earlier this week, so, you know, that just goes to show that even our chilly early morning temperature is beginning to improve, and then we'll also continue to see those improvements by later on this afternoon. We were only able to reach the 50s yesterday, still warmer than our Tuesday. Today going to be even warmer, high of 65 degrees, a lot closer to where we should be for this time of year, temperature-wise. Southerly breeze going to be a bit stronger at 10 to 20 miles an hour under a mostly sunny sky. A few more clouds move in by later on this evening and tonight. South breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour, still going to be a bit gusty at times. This is also going to keep our temperatures elevated, staying well above freezing, low of only 48 expected by the time a lot of us start our day early, early tomorrow morning. Going through our Friday, mixture of sunshine with a few clouds. There's going to be a front that's going to move in. We'll still be on the warm side of it, though, as we get up to a high of 75 degrees. There's going to be a strong southerly breeze at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Staying dry Saturday as we get into the bulk of our Easter weekend. 70 degrees Saturday. That front sagging just a little bit farther south. Shaving a few degrees off those high temperatures, but still warm. And then that front now lifting a little bit farther back up to our north, allowing even more warmth to move in. 78 on Easter Sunday, getting close to 80. We'll have a 10% chance of seeing a shower or storm under a partly cloudy sky. Now, I do expect most of Easter Sunday to stay dry. It does look like closer to our evening hours. That's when we'll have to watch out for a little bit of rainfall, maybe a rumble of thunder or two, especially Sunday night heading into Monday, which is when chances look a little bit better. Looks like showers and storms once again going to be a possibility by Monday, especially late in the day and during our Monday night. Heading into Tuesday, we'll also have some more rain before we eventually dry back out. Now, when it comes to our temperatures, very warm Easter Sunday, a little bit cooler, but still warm with a high of 73 Monday, and then the bottom drops out to a high of 57 Tuesday. That system moves out by midweek, and it won't take too long to warm back up into the 60s, close to 70 by this time next week. Right now, we're at 35 degrees, light southwest wind, 7 miles an hour, still giving us a wind chill of 29, but as long as you bundle up, that chill out there, bearable. We also have a partly cloudy sky right now as well.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Stephen, 10 in the morning here, 7:14 on this March 28th, this Thursday. High temperature yesterday, 53 degrees. Normal high, 63, so yeah, we were about 10 degrees down. Yeah. On this date in 1988, severe thunderstorms struck Oklahoma with giant hail. The hail reached 4 inches in diameter and caused $35 million damage in southern Oklahoma. That's bigger than a baseball. That's about softball. Baseball-size hail, 7 inches of rain, causing more than $18 million damage in Duncan, Oklahoma.
That's not good.
It's a big day for hail down there in Oklahoma. On this date in 1969, the 34th President of the United States, Dwight D. Eisenhower, died in Washington, D.C. at the age of 78. And through the years, as I've gone back and studied my history a little closer, he's become one of my favorites. I didn't think much about him when I was growing up. Took him for granted. But the way he organized things over there in World War II and his skill as an organizer, admirable. He was just upset he never got into combat like George Patton and some of those guys. He died at the age of 78. Ted, the guy had, during the war at least, he was a 3-pack-a-day Camel smoker. And of course, he had He had a heart attack while he was in office at one point. But he did live to be 78 years old. All right, one of our heroes here. We got an airport named after him.
And, of course, he's laid to rest up in Abilene.
In Abilene there at the museum. All right, birthdays today. Here's a big one for you. Rapper Salt is 58 years old today. Salt.
Salt.
Of Salt and Pepper.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Salt's actual Salt and given Peppa. Name is Cheryl James.
Cheryl James.
And Peppa's given name is Sandra Denton. It doesn't give the name of their co-worker, DJ Spinderella.
All right.
Spinderella.
You're all over this.
Well, I am. Salt having a birthday today. How old did I say she is, Ted?
How old is Salt?
58.
58.
Salt is, he's getting a little older there. New poll found that the average American spends 84 hours a year working sick. Excuse me. Well, I cough. It's 10 and a half work days, just over 2 weeks worth. Top reason we do it is we'd rather power through and not have people think we're just being dramatic.
Yeah, there's that.
I've never felt that way.
And I think some people feel that, you know, if I miss a day, then I'm a day behind whenever I do get back
to
work.
The workload just keeps mounting up.
I better go in and just make sure I'm not getting underwater here.
47% said they'd rather work through an illness than take a sick day. 34% worry people might think they're being lazy or a wuss. And the average person misses 17 social events a year because they're not feeling well. I'm not invited.
I don't think I even do. Yeah, I don't even think I have 17 social events a year.
I don't think we're invited
or
to that,
near that.
No. So we're not missing them because of any excuse.
We're missing them because we're not invited.
Yeah. All right, Major. Excuse me. I have to say, there's something in this. There's something in our air conditioning vents here.
I agree.
There's something.
I can just be at home. I take two steps in this building and I start coughing. Yeah. It's like, something's up here.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
I have my suspicions, Ted. I think it's a plot. All right. Today is the first day of opening day for Major League Baseball, right?
Yes, for almost all the teams, yes.
Now, the home opener for the Milwaukee Brewers against the Twins is going to be next Tuesday, as I understand it.
Okay.
And Bob Uecker will be behind the microphone for the Brewers.
I believe he's 90.
Yeah, that's what it says
here.
Yeah. How heavy a broadcasting workload the 90-year-old Uecker will have for the rest of the season remains uncertain. Of course, Uecker's been synonymous with the Milwaukee baseball for over half a century, became the voice of the Brewers in 1971, and has been part of their broadcast team ever since.
More than 50 years, yeah.
He has limited himself to home radio assignments for the last several years. Uecker, what a great, great sense of
played
humor.
Played for the Wichita Braves very briefly.
Yeah, he was part of the Braves organization.
Yeah.
And, of course, I think a lot of people, most people didn't know who he was till that movie Major League Baseball came out.
He became a, and he appeared, Johnny Carson loved having him on.
Johnny Carson had him on a lot.
A lot, because he was a great guest. Always had a lineup of jokes and quips and put downs for himself.
He was ready to go.
He was funny. He is funny.
He still is. He's a funny man.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And kind of a.
Must be in the front row.
Second or third string catcher when he was playing, but he made a living out of it, a good living. He's 90 years old. He's on
still
the job.
Working. Yeah.
He's on the job today, Ted. 7:19, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Well, speaking of Major League Baseball, it is opening day for the Kansas City Royals, and they're at home at Kauffman Stadium this afternoon, hosting the Minnesota Twins. That'll be a 3 o'clock start, and of course you can listen to the Royals live all season long on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl head coach Andy Reid on the mound. After that, in real work on the mound, it'll be the starting pitcher on opening day, Cole Reagans for the Royals, a guy they acquired in a trade with the Texas Rangers last year and just pitched lights out for the Royals since he was acquired. Now he gets the opening day start. Opening day, Royals Twins, 3 o'clock this afternoon over on KFH. We have college baseball here in town for the next 3 days for Wichita State at X Stadium. Because of Easter Sunday, this is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. Wichita State hosting Rice in conference play. The Owls and the Shockers. Here's Wichita State head coach Brian Green.
There really is a mindset shift on conference weekend baseball, series baseball versus midweeks. Not necessarily the day, but who you're playing. And when we're playing these teams who we play around here, who are very talented and we see really good stuff, we can't get behind. So we got to go. And force them to have a second pitch to throw early. Otherwise, we're ready to hit early to count.
The Shockers and Rice. It's the first time they've ever met in the regular season in Wichita. And it's the first time they've met in the regular season in 38 years. The Owls and the Shockers. Of course, they're conference foes now. Mike Kennedy will have the call at 5:45 p.m. over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH after the Royals game. We also have some college baseball here in town with Newman University with a home series against the second-ranked team in the nation. Newman hosting number 2-ranked Central Missouri in a 3-game series Thursday, Friday, Saturday, starting this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Newman has never defeated the Mules, 0-12 all time. Boy, Central Missouri comes in leading the nation in home runs, fielding percentage, and batting average. They can hit for power, and they don't make errors. Oof. The Jets and the Mules, 3 o'clock this afternoon on the west side of town. By the way, Newman won yesterday on the road at Fort Hays State, 6-4. Newman has won 3 out of 4 coming into this series with the Mules. Let's go to college men's basketball as we head into the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament.
Get ready for more college hoops as the men's Sweet 16 gets underway today. In the first games of the day, 2-seed Arizona faces 6-seed Clemson at 7:09 Eastern, and San Diego State looks to stop UConn from pursuing back-to-back championships at 7:39. In one of the late games, it's the SEC versus the ACC in Los Angeles as North Carolina and Alabama tip off at 9:39 Eastern. 2-seed Iowa State plays 3-seed Illinois at 10:09. The fun continues on Friday with Marquette and NC State, the lone double-digit seed remaining in the tournament, playing at 7:09 Eastern while Purdue and Gonzaga tip off at 7:39. The Duke Blue Devils look to upset 1-seed Houston at 9:39 while Tennessee and Creighton face off in a fascinating matchup at 10:09 Eastern. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And in JUCO women's basketball at the national tournament in Casper, Wyoming, round of 16 yesterday, number 1 Hutchinson Community College beats Cochise, Arizona 59-54. The Hutchinson women, number 1 team in the nation, undefeated, now 34-0, advancing into the national quarterfinals. Sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in Northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
7:23 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. CBD products don't really do anything to help address chronic health. That's according to a new study. On the way, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
A nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Thursday morning, 35 degrees. A Hutchinson woman has been arrested after she allegedly stabbed a man and set his mobile home on fire.
Reno County Sheriff's deputies found a man who had been stabbed outside of his home northwest of Hutchinson Tuesday night. Deputies say a woman went into another home across the street and set it on fire as well. The 52-year-old woman was arrested on suspicion of attempted first-degree murder, arson, attempted aggravated arson, and criminal threat. Her bond was set at $516,000. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas House of Representatives has passed a tax bill. It removes the lowest tax bracket of 3.1%, meaning the lowest income earners would not pay state taxes. It would also eliminate income tax on Social Security payments and will remove the state sales tax on food in July. Representative Trevor Jacobs is a Fort Scott Republican.
It's such a good bill. So I'm very, very pleased that there was those who were in charge or in leadership who actually listened, and we were able to make something happen for the people.
And if the state Senate passes the plan, it would go to the governor for her signature.
Republican legislators here in Kansas have advanced proposals to limit the state's involvement with individuals and companies from China and other U.S. adversaries. Bills approved Wednesday by the Kansas House would prevent them from owning farmland or business property, limit state investments in their companies, and restrict the use of foreign-made drones. The bills target what are called the countries of concern. Besides China, the list includes Cuba, Iran, North Korea, and Venezuela, as well as any U.S.-designated terrorist group. All three bills go next to the Kansas Senate.
Former U.S. Senator and vice presidential nominee Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82.
Joe Lieberman was a U.S. senator from Connecticut from 1989 to 2013, but he may have been best known as former Vice President Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential election when he blasted the GOP at the Democratic Party's nominating convention.
We Democrats will expand the prosperity. They will squander it.
He eventually broke from the Democratic Party, serving his final term in the Senate as an independent. Last year, Lieberman joined a third party, the No Labels Party, calling for common sense and an end to extremism. Lieberman's family says he died after suffering complications from a fall. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Joe Biden's campaign is holding a star-studded fundraiser tonight at an iconic New York City theater.
Actress Mindy Kaling is hosting the program, and Stephen Colbert will moderate an armchair conversation with President Biden and former Presidents Obama and Clinton at Radio City Music Hall. Performances are planned for musical guests including Lizzo, Queen Latifah, Ben Platt, and more. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden is also set to participate. Organizers say the event is expected to raise at least $10 million, and it could be the most lucrative to date for the president's reelection campaign. Donors who fork over enough cash can have their portrait taken with the three presidents by world-renowned photographer Annie Leibovitz. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker staff meteorologist Dan Holliday is with us this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure is shifting across the central part of the country that will allow us to warm up, and it's going to be breezy right on into the weekend. Sunny today with a high 68. It'll be clear overnight till low 49. Then partly cloudy, windy, and much warmer Friday with a high 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, partly cloudy, 35 degrees, southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34 here on this Thursday morning, March 28th. South Carolina has collected about $1.8 billion in a bank account over the past decade. And accountants are trying to figure out where the cash came from, and where it was supposed to go. Republican State Senator Larry Crooms says it is like going to the bank and the president saying he has lots of money in the vault, but no idea who the cash belongs to. It's the latest trouble with the state's books and two agencies. The Treasurer's Office and Comptroller General, put in charge of making sure that government accounts stay balanced. Crooms says the Comptroller's Office's General's office has been responsive to questions, but the Treasurer's office has not. So $1.8 billion, where did it come from? And, you know, how did it get there? And state government in South Carolina scratching their heads. We don't know.
No, I guess you always could give it back to your residents. Well,
somebody's,
wouldn't that be nice?
Somebody owns it, I guess. But anyway. All right. Easter. Of course, Easter's coming up here this Sunday. Thought we'd do a little information for you this morning on Easter. About 40,000 people expected to participate in Monday's Eggsucation-themed White House Easter egg roll. About 10,000 more than last year. Is this Monday or, yeah, next Monday, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Coming up on Monday.
A teacher for more than 30 years, Jill Biden, is transforming an annual tradition first held in 1878 into an eggsucational experience. Various stations on the South Lawn and Ellipse will have children learn about farming, healthier eating, exercise, and more. White House is announcing all of this today. They'll still get to coax hard-boiled eggs across the lawn to a finish line, an egg roll. Ever been involved in an egg roll?
Never.
Okay, this
I'm
will
sure
be
they didn't use the word eggsucational in 1878.
Probably not. They weren't that funny then. Monday's egg Stravaganza will be the third Easter egg roll hosted by President Biden and the First Lady. They did not host the event in 2021, Biden's first year in office, because COVID-19.
Still dealing with the pandemic, yeah.
And as we said, White House Easter egg roll dates to 1878 when President Rutherford B. Hayes opened the White House lawn to children after they were kicked off the grounds of the U.S. Capitol.
Oh, no!
So Congress kicked him out, and the kids went over to the White House.
And Benji Harrison got him a place to do it.
Got a place to go.
Find the egg hidden in his big beard.
So what's the deal with the Easter bunny? Also called the Easter rabbit or Easter hare. I've done some research here from, of course, Wikipedia. It's a folklore figure and symbol of Easter, depicted as a rabbit, sometimes dressed in clothing, bringing Easter eggs. Bringing Easter eggs originated from German Lutherans, the Easter hare originally played the role of a judge, evaluating whether children were good or disobedient in behavior at the start of the season of Eastertide.
Jolly old St. Nick.
Yeah, very similar to the
same type thing. Yeah.
Naughty or nice list made by Santa Claus. So the Easter bunny was created to keep kids in line, to make sure they behave.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
As part of the legend, the creature carries colored eggs in its basket as well as candy, sometimes toys, to the homes of children. They never did that in my neighborhood. I don't know about you, Ted. I never saw the Easter Bunny. Never, you know, I don't think the Easter Bunny ever brought anything to me. Easter Bunny again shows similarities to Santa and Christmas by bringing gifts to children on the night before holiday. Eggs became a symbol of in Christianity associated with rebirth as early as the first century A.D.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Back that's a long way.
The eggs have been around a long time.
Well, thank you for explaining that to
eggs,
me.
Exactly. God, crazy. All right. Easter eggs. Did you guys, would you go on an Easter egg hunt when you were a kid?
Sure.
Yeah, almost everybody.
Of course.
Yeah. The my memory is that I didn't go on very many, maybe a couple. But I'm remembering my grandmother on my dad's side. We call her, of course, Grandma Mac. She was the one who colored eggs with us at her house, which was down in southeast Kansas.
Always
someplace.
Did that every year.
Colored the eggs. I remember how we did that.
The house smelled like vinegar for a couple hours.
Yeah, and I don't remember all the particulars, but there was vinegar involved and so forth. And so my grandmother, Mac, my mom, my dad's mom, she was a Methodist minister, and she was still into, in her 60s and 70s, she was still into having a little fun with the kids. My other grandmother, on my mom's side, my grandmother Smith, not so much. Basically, it was, come down off of that windmill now. Kind of a, she was a little more stern.
Okay.
She was a nice enough lady, but she was a little more stern, you might say. So, yeah, the Easter egg hunt. So there you go out, you hide these eggs. And we, of course, I did this with my kids and then the grandkids. Somebody always hides one up in a tree
well,
where
the Easter
nobody
Bunny
can see
hides
it.
The egg.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Excuse me. The Easter Bunny sometimes hides that one egg way up in the tree there for some reason.
Hard to get.
You can't get that egg.
Well, tricky.
All right, and then you've got these hard-boiled eggs, or is it soft-boiled? At any rate, then you got to peel them and eat them. And I always like that, but Easter eggs hunts coming up.
And there's always the one Easter egg that you have to find by smell about, you know,
yeah,
3 weeks later.
May 23rd. Like, that's where that was.
That's where that one was hidden, yeah.
After a while, an egg, the only thing that smells worse, if I had a Halloween pumpkin, a jack-o'-lantern left on the porch.
Yeah.
And it somehow got in the backyard, and boy, after, 3 weeks, that is a foul odor.
Ripe. Yeah.
All right, Easter eggs, Easter egg hunts coming up. The Easter Bunny, Steve, at 10 in the morning. Whatever happened to the deal where they used to give away chicks at Easter time? Did you ever have that happen? Chicks, baby chicks.
Well, not at my house.
Well, some places they did. I remember maybe Kittyland or someplace they did at one time. Here, take a baby chick.
Not sure that's a good idea.
It wouldn't last very long, especially not with my brothers, who would probably try to teach it how to fly. By throwing it off the garage. All right, 7:41, Steve at 10 in the morning here. And coming up this morning, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update, as always. A downtown Wichita building has a new owner and a new direction. We'll tell you about it on the Wichita Business Journal update on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Steve and 10 in the morning, KNSS, 747 now, 35 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
Power turned off again for Town West Square businesses. Electric bill unpaid.
Two.
Four people stabbed to death in Illinois, seven injured. Suspect in custody.
One.
Bodies recovered after Baltimore bridge collapse. Tons of hazardous material aboard that ship. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue avoiding the area. We've got a real traffic backup. This is westbound Kellogg, right there at Ridge Road. There was a traffic accident. We've got that. We've got that. That exit closed. So from westbound, you actually can't exit onto Ridge Road. And now a real backup there eastbound as well, approaching that Ridge Road area. So that's just an area you want to avoid on Kellogg, is right around that Ridge Road over on the west side by the airport. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Now they've got two convenient locations downtown at Market and Waterman, 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building there. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Steve, Steve, 10 in the morning now, 7:48 on this Thursday morning. Sunny, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 68 degrees. Yesterday's high was 53, by the way. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 49. And then on Friday, sunny, breezy, and warmer. Tomorrow, we're going to get up to about 75 degrees. Now, part of the cloudy sky, 35 degrees, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stop by and see the new spring hats at Hatman Jack's. Fedoras, western hats, ladies' hats, and caps for all occasions. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. Another record closing on Wall Street Wednesday.
Stocks gaining momentum heading into the closing bell with the major averages closing higher. Most of the S&P 500 sectors ending higher, with healthcare and industrials the biggest gainers. Shares of Carnival rose slightly after the cruise operator reported a smaller-than-expected first-quarter loss and raised its full-year profit outlook. However, shares of GameStop tumbled 15% after the video game retailer reported a sharp drop in fourth-quarter sales compared to a year ago. Individual investors continue to pour money into Trump Media and Technology Group, with its stock rising 13% on its second day of trading. The Dow winners, Merck, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Microsoft, and Visa. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Dow closed up 478 points yesterday. S&P up 45. The Nasdaq up 84 points. Shoppers may get a bitter surprise in their Easter baskets this year. Chocolate eggs and bunnies are more expensive than ever as changing climate patterns eat into global cocoa supplies and the earnings of farmers in Africa. Cocoa is the main ingredient in chocolate, and about three-quarters of it comes from trees in West Africa. Severe seasonal winds and heavy rain have cut the amount harvested in recent months. The global price of cocoa has soared to record highs.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, a Wichita CPA firm's former downtown home, now with a new name and direction. 7,600-square-foot building at 421 East 3rd Street. Morrow & Company's longtime headquarters, prior to moving last year to the Hartman Oil Building near the waterfront, is now called the Boardroom, with its new property manager hoping it can be a hub for collaboration. Ashley Collins' Asher House Leasing Business is the property manager for the new building owner, Samuel Prey. Collins has already moved her multiple real estate-related businesses, including Asher House Realty and her renovations business, to the location just across the street from the flats, 324 apartments. Legacy Group Realtors' Brenda Bradley has also moved onto the property. Collins is looking for new tenants to join the boardroom on the southwest corner of 3rd and Emporia.
Kansas State University's Salina Aerospace and Technology Campus is expanding programming. The school will receive $33 million in federal funding, Senator Jerry Moran said Tuesday. Around $28 million will go toward building a facility that serves pilot, mechanical, and aeronautical engineering students on the Salina campus. An additional $5.5 million grant earmarked for aviation training equipment for the pilot training partnership with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That's Business News with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Hi, it's opening day for Major League Baseball, Ted, a day when I used to really, as a kid, when I was a true baseball fan, I used to look forward to this day. Oh, the first day of Major League Baseball.
And me too.
The Royals are at home, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I haven't been a big fan the last couple of years. I haven't had much time for thinking about baseball, but who knows? Maybe this year I'll get my attention back when I really get into tune with those guys who are making $10 million a year to play baseball.
That's more. Low end of stuff.
Yeah, or more.
More than that. Well, I'm wearing my Pittsburgh Pirates gear today, so I'm celebrating opening day.
You were a Pirates fan? You're a Pirate fan. Were you in the 70s?
Yep. I grew up in the 70s.
Great
teams. Dave Parker, Willie Stargell guy.
Roberto Clemente.
1970s. That was before me.
Okay. Well, he was my favorite on the Pirates team. I liked him. He was kind of wide open. He was kind of the Latin version of Willie Mays. He was fast. And
he was great.
He was one of the greats.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. So anyway.
Of course, my dad was a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. He was a big Ralph Kiner guy.
Ralph
in the 1940s.
Kiner. Oh, my goodness. That's really
and,
good.
And today would have been my dad's 85th birthday.
Oh, really?
So he would have been rooting for the Bucks on opening day.
Yeah. Yeah.
On my dad's 85th.
We miss Pat.
Yeah, sure miss
terrific,
him. Every
terrific
day.
Person. I got to know him, of course, through you, but a great guy. Today is National Black Forest Cake Day. Of course, we always like to mention a day when there's something good to eat. Black Forest cake is the English name for the German dessert Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte, meaning Black Forest cherry torte. Most often, bakers layer several sheets of chocolate cake with whipped cream and cherries between each layer to make Black Forest cake. I don't believe I've ever eaten Black Forest cake, but sounds delicious. Where can we get some?
I've had Black Forest cake.
Hey, good. Sounds absolutely delicious. Yum, yum. Black Forest Cake Day on opening day.
Somebody in town's got to have some Black Forest
cake
around.
Of course, on opening day and baseball, and also.
Maybe La Galette might
Pat
have
Rupert's
it.
Birthday. Yeah, sounds delicious.
Maybe Paris Baguette might have it.
Somebody's got to have it.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah. Stephen, head of the morning here on KNSS. Hey, stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, as always. We'll have the latest on the collapse of that key bridge in Baltimore. Ted has sports on the way.
Yeah, we got home baseball this weekend starting tonight for the Shockers at X Stadium. So we'll preview that, hear from Coach Green coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, The Blur. We always look forward to that.
Oh, yeah. We'll get you all your entertainment news. Great stuff. That'll be coming up in The Blur in 40 minutes.
And we have traffic and weather. Jan says a little tough out on the west side near the airport this morning. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.